Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Steve Ember. Our subject this week is classical music with a modern American sound.
Jazz and blues are American inventions, but most Americans were happy to get their classical music from Europe. After all, classical music is the name for European music from the late 18th and early 19th centuries. Then came the 20th century. Composers like George Gershwin combined jazz and other popular music with classical forms. Gershwin was born in 1898. He studied with traditional music teachers, but he wanted to write popular songs.
In 1924, George Gershwin wrote one of the best-known American compositions, Rhapsody in Blue. Bandleader Paul Whiteman called it a jazz concerto. Gershwin wrote for the musical theater. His other works included the concert piece, An American in Paris. And he wrote Porgy and Bess, a musical drama, which many called an opera.
Was first presented in 1935. DuBose Hayward wrote the story. It tells of the love of an African-American man and woman caught in a world of violence and poverty. People have called the story insulting to blacks, but very few criticize the music. Here is an early recording of Todd Duncan and Anne Brown, the first to star in Porgy and Bess, as they sing, "Bess, You Is My Woman Now." Many composers in the United States wrote classically influenced works in the early and middle 1900s. Among them were Roy Harris, William Schumann, Walter Piston, and Elliot Carter. Others were Giancarlo Menotti, Samuel Barber,
Howard Hanson, and Aaron Copland. Like George Gershwin, Aaron Copland was an influential composer. Among his works are El Salón México for orchestra and dance music for Rodeo and Billy the Kid. His ballet piece, Appalachian Spring, takes from American folk songs and religious music.
Another popular work by Copland is from 1942. Listen now as Leonard Bernstein leads the New York Philharmonic in Fanfare for the Common Man.
Copland helped younger composers and musicians. One of them was Leonard Bernstein. Bernstein was born in 1918. He attended Harvard University in Massachusetts. While still in school, he met Copland. They remained friends all their lives. Both men died in 1990. Bernstein helped make Copland's work popular by performing it with orchestras. But he also composed works of his own. He wrote many of them during the 1940s and 50s. The Age of Anxiety, his Symphony No. 2, captures Bernstein's idea of the sounds of America. Leonard Bernstein also wrote the music for the ballet Fancy Free and for the Broadway play and movie West Side Story. His compositions have been highly praised, but some critics say he borrowed too much from others. They say he never created a sound of his own. Such things are rarely said of Philip Glass, Joseph Schwantner, and John Adams. All three of these composers are now in their 60s. The best-known works by Joseph Schwantner are for orchestra, some with voices. One of his most popular is New Morning for the World, Daybreak of Freedom. Washington lawyer and civil rights activist Vernon Jordan reads the words.
Now is the time to make real the promise of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time to make justice a reality to all of God's children.
The other two composers, Philip Glass and John Adams, have both written unusual operas. For example, John Adams wrote Nixon in China, about the historic visit of President Richard Nixon to China in 1972. Much more recently, John Adams won a Pulitzer Prize for On the Transmigration of Souls, a work for orchestra and voice. It honors the victims of the terrorists who attacked the United States on September 11, 2001.
Like many other composers, Philip Glass spent years working at other jobs besides music. He supported himself by repairing pipes and driving a taxi before his music was recognized. In 1976, the Metropolitan Opera in New York City performed his work Einstein on the Beach. It broke all the traditional rules of opera, and many people loved it.
Our program was written by Geraldine Watson and produced by Katie Weaver. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Steve Ember. To send us email, write to special at voanews.com. And please join us again next week for This is America in VOA Special English.